The number of Brumbies in the Kosciuszko National Park has doubled over the past 6 years. This is according to a previously secret New South Wales government data. This news comes as an official 5-yearly survey of wild horse populations gets underway in the Alpine National Parks of Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT. Greg Borschmann has more.
Confidential government data collected by the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service indicates that feral horse numbers in Kosciuszko National Park are exploding, doubling in the last 6 years, especially in northern Kosciuszko.
In the northern park, where they've been doing yearly counts for at least the last 10 years, what it shows over the last 6 years is a doubling of the numbers of horses there.
That's Andrew Cox. He's the CEO of the Invasive Species Council. Under Freedom of Information law in New South Wales, the Invasive Species Council secured aerial count data for wild horse numbers in Kosciuszko. The doubling of wild horse numbers in the northern section of the park is matched in other areas, including southern Kosciuszko.
In the south, there was a smaller area they've been surveying yearly. That's also showing a doubling of numbers in a 6-year period. Because we're hearing anecdotal evidence that the numbers were just continuing to grow, it's not surprising. I mean, it's extremely disappointing. If you visit the park, particularly an area like the Long Plain in the northern end, you'll see hundreds of horses in just a matter of hours. So we knew there were lots of horses.
In Victoria, Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says she's worried about Brumby numbers in Victoria's alpine region.
Well, anecdotally, there is concerns that we've seen an increase in numbers in the Victorian Alps and surrounding region.
In Victoria, wild horses are a declared feral pest. Across the border in New South Wales, the Brumby is a heritage icon, and that's causing ongoing dispute. Last year, the Kosciuszko Wild Horse Heritage Bill was passed. It aims to establish a sustainable wild horse population inside Kosciuszko. To achieve this, last month, New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro promised an immediate cull of 50% in Brumby numbers. That was before the state election. He's since wound back the urgency of that commitment, although recently told ABC local radio Simon Lauder that he still wanted Brumby numbers reduced.
Even pro-Brumby people have always said we need to see a reduction of numbers, especially from some of those parts that are most fragile. So there is nothing new in what I'm saying. I've said it from the outset. Unfortunately, people weren't listening, deliberately not wanting to know, because they want to politicise what I believe was a balanced approach in trying to address something for decades we haven't been able to achieve, and that is a reduction of horses in the park.
Breakfast has confirmed that in recent weeks, the New South Wales, Victorian and ACT governments have started on a new aerial survey of Brumby numbers that happens every 5 years. In a statement to Breakfast, Deputy Premier Barilaro supported the survey. But some advocates for the Brumbies say that they don't trust the count.
No, I don't. I don't trust it at all. How do you know that you're not going back over and counting the same horses that you've counted before?
That's Michelle Brown, founder of the Snowy Brumby Heritage Group Facebook page.
You literally have to be on the ground with people who know the populations and frequent the park.
So before the state election, Deputy Premier John Barilaro promised a cull of 50% of horses in the park. Is that needed?
Mr. Barilaro doesn't want the 50% cull within Kosciuszko National Park. He wants a population count done correctly so we know where we need to go from there. You can't say we need a 50% cull when there's not the basis of 9,000 horses in the park. We're seeing 3,500 horses. And if that's a 50% cull, it will wipe the population count out. There won't be any horses.
How do you know the Deputy Premier is thinking like that? Have you spoken to him personally?
Yes, I have. And I know exactly, you know, where he's coming from. He wants to establish a correct count once and for all. So we then have a plan of management if there needs to be one in place.
And by a correct count, you mean involving community groups like yourself?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are the ones that are always in the park. I can tell you the population hasn't doubled, it hasn't tripled. You know, it's pretty much stayed the same.
That's Michelle Brown from the Snowy Brumby Heritage Group. Perhaps with an eye to Michelle Brown's concerns, John Barilaro said in his statement to Breakfast that sustainable population targets would be set for the proposed horse heritage zones inside Kosciuszko. This will happen in consultation with scientific experts and what the Deputy Premier called a community reference group. The current aerial survey is conducted by the Australian Alps Liaison Committee, representing the three governments, New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT. Brett McNamara is convener of the committee. He says the Territory Government is concerned about rising Brumby numbers.
In terms of the ACT border, we're certainly detecting horses closer to the ACT border this year than we have done in previous years. Obviously, the conditions in terms of how dry it is out there, lack of food and water is obviously having a pressure on horse numbers as well in terms of moving horses across that landscape.
Brett McNamara says the Territory has zero tolerance for the Brumbies because it's keen to protect its water catchment.
With 100 years of managing the water catchment, the ACT government has a zero tolerance towards horses within that catchment.
So is that concern that population pressures from New South Wales may well spill over into the ACT? Is that the primary concern?
Well, I'm yet to meet a feral animal, be it a pig, a deer, a horse, for that matter, that recognises those imaginary black lines up there being the ACT New South Wales border. So there's obviously a concern to us here in the ACT that over time, feral animals can make their way into the cotter catchment.
Brett McNamara says he's confident about the integrity of the 2019 aerial count.
It's important not to rush this as well. It's important that the integrity of the program in terms of monitoring is maintained. The data is then scrutinised by independent statisticians, and hopefully within the next couple of months or so, we'll make those reports available.
That's Brett McNamara, convener of the Australian Alps Liaison Committee, ending that report by Greg Borschman. And RN Breakfast did approach the New South Wales Minister for Energy and the Environment, Matt Keane, but he was unavailable. And we'll put the full statement from a spokesperson from the Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, on our website. Some of you are weighing into this already. One of you said, Jane says, heavens above, if they were dogs, goats, deer or cats, there'd be no issues. They are feral and the Brumbies are wrecking the parts.